The Orb Weaver. It is still warm enough to leave the kitchen windows cracked open, but cold at night, so the squash vine that sprouted untamed from the compost begins to shrivel, and the webs where the window hinges against the frame appear to sag. And if that gray crumb is a spider, it is profoundly asleep, and nothing like the ones that Vernon Lee found suspended in the head-high weeds, wobbling like fleshy yolks with ink splotch markings, balanced on slender legs, one side of the body, a mirror of the other, so baroque in its beauty, he was moved to refold for the 100th time the page from the nudist magazine and return it to his pocket in exchange for the kitchen matches and gather brown leaves and twigs as improvised torches to plunge into the trapeze of silver strands and instantly shrink and melt the plumpness of the body to dark liquid. Who could have been surprised to learn by letter what he had done to himself alone in an upstairs room a continent away that still felt like just next door? And when I closed my eyes as they spoke about the linens and the walls and how that said just about everything, I saw a web quivering like a wind or something sudden was rising towards it. And it was strung to another one, and another one, and another.